This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Home of Patriots Monday and Friday with Bill Belichick and Julian Edelman. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. Radio.com sports station.
Now, for Tom Brady, this is the most important game of his NFL, not even NFL, but his football career.
Cultural change is hard.
Of his career?
Yes.
It's third down and three, and that's going to do it.
Tell you what, that is going to be one heck of a plane ride back to Tampa Bay for this football team.
The expectation was that you go down there with those weapons and you win the division.
Right.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight.
Yeah, be safe, tomorrow. Guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host,
Greg. The host.
The athletically gifted Greg Hill.
Like when Kobe's lying there and going, you don't know whether that means he's hungry or he's feeling love or he's tired. I mean,
look at the tail. The tail tells you everything.
Thump, 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 thump.
Yes, the tail does tell you everything. In many other cases also.
Was that the noise that you made after you tripped over the puppy gate?
Featuring resident know-it-all, Danielle Murr.
Did you see the tweet that that Rollins sent afterward? Can I read that?
Yes.
Earlier today, a masked white man jumped out of a truck parked in front of my home, walked quickly to me while inaudibly speaking. He opened his trunk and grabbed something, took it out, and aimed it at me. I'm guessing that was a camera.
Joined by...
They jealous of us!
Wiggy.
What's Dr. King's birthday? We did this last year.
Yeah, you did the same thing last year.
I did the same thing last year.
Well, you could ask for the day off if you wanted it.
You know. Exactly. I will stand on my soapbox and speak the gospel about Brady and the loss that he suffered at the hands of the New Orleans Saints.
And behind the glass, the two most annoying people in New England, Ken and Curtis.
Anytime anybody wants to argue with you like Curtis, you should go Rachel Rollins and say, hey,
pull the black
card. You can't
argue
with me in person.
Right.
You gotta send me an email.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to pull the black card.
Do you have any left?
Black cards? Yeah, I don't run out of those.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
The brighter the lights, the tighter the booty hole gets.
I love that. Can you do that again for me, Wiggy? The brighter the lights. But you changed it.
Yeah, I did.
Remember,
I
changed, you changed
it. Because you wanted me to make it rhyme a little
bit. Yeah, you got to have a rhyme.
Yeah,
you got to lay down a rhyme track for me, Wiggy.
Yeah.
The brighter the lights.
What did I say? I said the brighter the light. What did I say? The brighter the light.
The butt gets tight.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. The brighter the light, the butt gets tight.
Yeah, that
that's
was it.
Right, that's right.
What it is. I was going to see if you could. All right, listen, Greg Hill Morning Show. Tagway and Wiggy, it is a national holiday, at least for Tom Brady fans. Brady, Brady, Brady.
That's it,
Brady,
man.
Brady, Brady.
That
Brady,
is it.
Brady, Brady, Brady. He's ours again. We love some Tom Brady. Brady, Brady, Brady.
Man. What a game.
It was a great game. I mean, the games have been great.
Drew Brees sucks. He's pathetic.
Yeah,
he sucks.
I mean, I feel bad for him. Tough way to go out.
Just retire.
But, yeah, he's done.
Just retire.
I mean, he's done. He can't throw over 20 yards. Look, when you have to put in Jameis Winston, okay, that you know you have to retire. You know it's time.
But, you know, it almost looked like he was checked out from Jump Street.
Brees?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that feeling. Why do you feel that way?
I don't know. I think it's like, you know, you start reflecting on your career and you know that this potentially could be a last game. That's why I don't think guys should have that mindset of, you know, this is my last year. And I just think that players should play it out and then figure out if they want to retire when the season's over. Because I just felt like he was kind of looking at it like this is it, you know. And
I suppose it puts a lot of pressure on you. This is it, so I got to go out, I got to go out the right way.
Right, it does, and it just, I don't know, I felt like watching that game, I was like, oh, man, this dude is checked
okay,
out.
Okay, enough about Brees. It's Brady, Brady, Brady.
All right.
Brady, Brady, Brady.
Man.
It's all that matters. Tom Brady.
Headed to another championship game.
Here's the thing, Wiggs. Chris Gasper had a great tweet. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an obvious number, but I didn't really think about it this way, but Gasper tweeted, 26 seasons for Bill. How many playoff wins without Brady? One.
Mm-hmm.
One season for Tom. How many playoff wins without Bill? Two.
I mean, and that doesn't even really do it justice because the one playoff win that Belichick had was in Cleveland.
Against New England.
Yeah, so it's really like, you know, since they've been to, you know, Bill without Brady in New England, zero playoff wins. Brady, two playoff wins.
All right, Wiggs, you ready to go, buddy?
I am ready to go.
Okay, let's hit the lead. Roll it, Jay Wiggs.
Oh, we got no lead?
We got
no lead?
This is the lead.
All right, so it was a painful game to watch. The pain that Bill Belichick has put me through this season is unlike any that I've ever suffered before. And today is my birthday, my 46 years on this earth.
Oh, happy birthday, Wiggs.
I didn't know that.
Congratulations.
You know, even when, you know, I sat there and I held my mother's hand and she took her last breath knowing she was headed to a better place, that pain was extremely difficult. But the pain...
Wait a minute. You're comparing this to that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mom Wiggs, rest in peace.
Yeah. She's resting in power, so she's in a better place. You know, she doesn't deal with all this.
But this is really painful.
Political
for you.
Talk. Yes, it's extremely painful for me. As somebody who's been a Pats fan my whole life, to sit here and go through what I went through this season and hold it on hope that the Patriots would be able to do it, and then looking just a little bit south in the warm weather of Florida and seeing Tom Brady, my quarterback of 20 years, completely ripped my heart out. And knowing that this guy should still be here doing what he's doing right now, headed to another AFC championship game. But Bill Belichick elected to go into a different direction and not pay this guy with the money that he was worth and add a couple of pieces. Because all you had to do was re-sign Tom, add a few pieces, and your team is probably playing this Sunday in the AFC Championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, I mean, you're right about, and boy, how the playoffs have changed for the AFC, depending mm-hmm. on what happens to Mahomes, but we'll get to that later on. Here's my lead, Wiggs. There are people who are going to knock Tom Brady and say that he didn't win this game. 199 yards thrown, right? Threw a couple of touchdowns. That it was all about the defense. He had the short field.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Brady has done his entire career. Now, in the middle of his career, when it really peaked, when he was tossing 50 touchdowns and throwing the ball all over the place to Randy Moss, or he was throwing, you know, 20 touchdowns to Rob Gronkowski.
Right.
You know, that was a little different. But Brady, it's amazing how life works. It goes in a cycle. When you're younger, right, you're immature, you need your hand held, then you become an adult.
Right.
And when you get older, you become immature again. You start farting because you don't care. And you need your hand held, right? I mean,
right.
That's the way it happens. So Brady, at the beginning of his career, well, throughout his career, really, was an opportunist.
Uh-huh.
Always was an opportunist. You turn over the football four times. You give Brady a short field, he will kill you every time.
Right.
every time. Godwin should have caught that ball. His numbers would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Brady was certainly frustrated with some of the penalties that his team committed.
Right.
That certainly hurt his numbers, but it doesn't matter. You got the defense was terrific. Look, the Winfield forced fumble was great.
Yeah, that was
That was probably my favorite play of the game.
Well, that was the turning point of the game because at that point in time, New Orleans was up by 7. And they were kind of putting a little drive together. And at that point in time, there's a chance, okay, they go down and maybe score, go up 14, or they go down and score and go up 10. And then when, you know, Antoine makes that play, completely flips the game.
My favorite play.
They were able to now tie the football game up. Right. And then that's kind of how that game changed.
Momentum changed like that. My favorite play of the game. It was like Troy Brown at San Diego. I love plays like that.
Mm-hmm. It was a hell of a play.
It was a great play because that was a Patriot play, dude.
You could have had him. You elected not to draft him, and you elected to draft Kyle Duggar. You could have had Antoine Winfield. He went after Duggar.
Dude, you could play that game all day.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Belichick drafted Duke Dawson in the second round of 2018. In the third round, the Saints took Taquan Smith, who caught a touchdown.
Yeah, I know. We could play that game.
We could play it all day long, which doesn't look good for Bill. But you're right. My favorite play of the weekend, my favorite play of the game. But Brady is an opportunist. He will kill you every time. He's done it throughout his career. He's better at it than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I give Brady just as much credit for that win as the defense because he changed the culture. He changed the attitude. And you know, Wiggs, you go back into that huddle after committing a penalty or dropping a ball with Brady, and how tall do you feel?
Right.
Because there were guys yesterday that did that, and you could see Tom bitching them out. I mean, you've been there. You know it.
And
that makes a huge difference in leadership.
And when you talk about opportunities. Yeah, when you talk about the opportunities that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had after turnovers, Brady was able to take advantage of those, right? And that's what it comes down to. So, you know, when we talked about it a couple years ago when the Patriots played in the Super Bowl against the Rams, and Brady didn't have his best game throwing the football, but when the opportunities were there, he made the throws. Unlike Drew Brees on the other side,
correct,
who wasn't able to take advantage of the opportunities or make the throws in certain situations. You know, he gets the ball back, and then he throws the interception because him and Alvin Kamara are not on the same page. So it's about taking advantage of those opportunities when they present themselves, and you got to give Brady credit for doing that. Like I said, to me, the bigger picture is that Tom Brady should be doing that for this Patriots team, not for the Tampa Bay Bucks. And now we have to sit here and suffer and watch him go to another championship game, potentially have the opportunity to go to another Super Bowl, and we sit here and watch and go, man, what was Bill Belichick thinking? Why would he not bring this guy back? Because this guy could still do it. And that's the thing that frustrates me more than anything. I was texting with my boy last night, my best friend who, you know, has been a Pats fan his whole life, and he texts me a picture, and he's got a Tom Brady jersey on, Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey.
That's painful.
And I go, I can't believe my eyes, kid, that you're wearing a Bucs jersey. I know you love Brady like I do, but damn.
Wiggs is on a roll, and Wiggs, I understand your pain. I don't know if it would compare to losing a loved one, but hey, we all grieve differently, Jay
Wiggs.
That's right. We all grieve differently. It is the Greg Hill Show. That is The Lead. The Lead brought to you by Subaru of New England. Discover the best winner ever in a brand-new all-wheel drive 2021 Subaru. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Phones are going to be loaded today, people. Let's go 617-779-7937. It's Brady, Brady, Brady. And how bad does Bill look? That's next.
Teddy Bruschi joins OMF Wednesday at 4:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, we opened up the show on it. Brady's going to the NFC title game. This guy has a chance for a 10th Super Bowl appearance.
Man.
How crazy is that? They win it 30-20, threw a couple of touchdowns, ran for another. Brees had problems, 3 picks. It looks like he's done. Brady will play in his 14th conference championship game next weekend up in Green Bay. AFC side, crazy situation going on there, right? We'll get into that a little bit. Bills against the Chiefs at Arrowhead, AFC championship game. I don't know about Mahomes. I would think he's going to play. We'll have to wait and see. But anyways, Kansas City and Henny held on 22-17 with a win over the Browns. And the Browns are on the come. They weren't ready to take it, but they are definitely on the come. ESPN's Adam Schefter is reporting Many people inside the Texans organization believe that Deshaun Watson has played his last snap for Houston. I'm starting to hear now Jim Caldwell. I mean, that really picking up
in the, Houston. For the Texans?
Yeah, really picking up. I mean, his name was thrown out a while ago, but now it's picking up steam. Knicks crushed the Celtics, 105-75. Kemba returned, hurt again, hurt his rib. Celtics missed a team record 39 threes. Let them fly, boys. Let them fly. Bruins back at it tonight against the Islanders. Puck drops at 5 o'clock at the Coliseum. That's what's trending at WEEI and WEEI.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Come.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
What's it like for you to get to the NFC Championship, and how good was the defense setting you guys up for some scores today?
Yeah, defense was incredible all game. The turnovers were huge. Last time we played them, we gave, we lost a turnover, minus three. Today was plus four. You're not going to lose many games when you're plus four. So just a great effort. They came up huge offensively. We made some plays when we needed to. Running game was great. Line protected great up front. Just a great week of prep. And, really proud of our team and everything we put in to get to this point. So there's only four teams left. We're one of them. And it's tough to get to this point. So we need a big week. So got need a great week of practice. Got one of the best teams in the league, obviously, in Green Bay. The top seed, and Aaron's playing incredible. They got a great defense, so it's going to be a great matchup.
I'm still amazed that this guy at 43 has a chance to play in his 10th Super Bowl, and I know he has to go to Green Bay and win. That's another story. We'll get to that later on the show, because it ain't going to be easy. But it blows my mind. Nothing like it. It surpasses Jordan. It surpasses LeBron, certainly. Russell and the Celtics.
It's a different era, though, right?
It's a different era. What Brady is, if Brady gets to the Super Bowl, I mean, forget about it. Just forget about it. I mean, it just blows my mind when you sit there and everybody goes, okay, 14th AFC championship game. That's fine. Okay. That's nice. You know, we're used to championships here in New England. But if he gets to the Super Bowl for a 10th time,
yeah,
Wiggs, that is just off the hook.
I told you, the pain is unbearable. It's like,
why are you hurting so much, dude? Because brother, come on, enjoy
like,
it.
It's like you're living with. It's like you're living in this great, home with your mother and your father, and it's been great for all these years. And then all of a sudden, your mother kicks your father out, and you kind of like, please don't do it, don't do it. And she does, and now you see your father and his new girlfriend with their kids down in Aruba. Well, you're stuck. You're stuck in the house watching them in the middle of a snowstorm on social media as they're just living up the good life. That's what it's like when you see Brady, and you see him still. Because I never had a doubt in my mind, even from last year, that his performance was about his lack of skills. You know what I mean?
You didn't think he declined. His roster declined.
Yes.
Right.
I fought that tooth and nail.
Well, you were right.
With Dale every day, because Dale was like, oh, yeah, he's not the same player. He's physically, he's declined. And I'm like, no, it's like probably like 2-5% of Brady and his physical decline versus the 95% of the talent that he doesn't have around him. And so all I was thinking was, it's an easy fix. Just put a couple pieces around Tom Brady, and you're going to get the Tom Brady production that we've seen over years. But Bill...
How bad does Bill look? How bad, dude?
He looks
He on looks, a scale of 1 to 10.
He looks, I say this is like a 10 plus, because he lowballs him with that offer, right? So he wanted him back, but he wanted him back at a low offer.
Yeah, $15 million a year. $5 million reportedly less than what the coach makes.
Right, so he wanted him back at less money. It's not that he didn't want him back, so he wanted him back, but he wasn't willing to pay him the money that Brady wanted.
Let's go through the phone call, Wiggs, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I want you to be Tom. I'll be Bill, because okay. This is reportedly how it went down.
Okay.
You give me a call. Right? Just say you're on a line.
Hey, what up, Bill? It's your boy, Tommy.
Listen, Tom, things are a little tight. You know, we're in cap jail. And
come on, man.
You know, man, I mean, it's the best. $15 million. I mean, Tom, I mean, this is the best I can do. I've tried to get women. This is the best I can do, like $15 million.
Really, Bill? Everything I've
that,
done.
That was
everything
what
I've done for you over these years? $25 million? Man, I'm not asking you for much.
Well, Wiggy, you just said it. I mean, that's the way reportedly the conversation went down.
Right.
Then Tom says, I'm leaving, which Bill did not expect to happen.
Right.
Brady at $25 million a year is a bargain. It's a bargain. He's getting $50 million over 2 years.
Right.
And you know something, dude? He ain't going to be done. Giselle, get ready for it, because this guy is not retiring when he's 45. If he keeps playing like this,
right,
he's going to go 46, 47.
Which I always thought he was going to do anyways.
Well, you're a better man than me, but I mean, Bill looks totally, for the first time, Bill looks completely unprepared. Unprepared.
Yeah, and now, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, right? Now, what's the national narrative? Is that, hey, look at Brady. He's proven that it was more about him than it was about Belichick, because he's gotten to another conference championship game. You just talked about it, Gasper's tweet in 26 years. But realistically,
he's brutal.
But realistically, the time that they were together here in New England, you know, Bill without Brady hasn't won a playoff game, hasn't even made to the playoffs. Brady without Bill has won two playoff games and is headed to another championship game.
Charlie. On Cape Cod, you're up on WEEI. What's up, dude?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. I just was amazed yesterday at all the misread plays by both offenses, where receivers weren't running their routes properly, and the routes were getting jumped because like Godwin didn't make that turn. He kind of curved into the turn instead of making a quick angle. But it's about what mistakes don't you make,
Well, you could see the frustration, Charlie.
I've been learning.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we saw it. You talked about it. Thanks, Charlie, for the call. Mm-hmm. Wiggs, you talked about it with that pass with Breeze. And Brett, you could see the frustration with Brady. I mean, just out of his mind. I mean, but despite that, they still managed to win.
That's because
the Saints were overrated. Let me ask you this. Here's a good question. Are the Saints overrated, or is the Bucs defense underrated? Against the pass in particular.
I think it was more about the Saints being overrated, right? I think when we look at the Saints and we looked at the last two games and like, oh man, they completely destroyed Tampa Bay. And a lot of it had to do with Brady being sloppy with the football.
Right.
You know, turning the football over, interceptions. He was clean with the football. There was a couple chances that New Orleans had, and they were able to get their hands on some footballs but not bring them in. But it's more about the Saints, I think, really being overrated. Drew Brees his last three off appearances he's lost. He just didn't look like he wanted it or has it no more.
Well, I think he wanted it, but I think that you're correct.
I don't know.
Of course he wanted it.
When
but
you
I
say
think,
on the broadcast, though, right? And I thought I heard Aikman saying this on the broadcast, or I can't remember if it was like during halftime, like that he already has a deal in place with one of these television networks, Drew Brees.
He probably does.
It might have been Jay Glazer when he made his report, right?
Maybe it was Glazer, but that doesn't surprise me.
Right, but so if you already have a deal in place with one of these TV networks, your mindset is like, all right, that's what I'm doing next year, and so you're not 100% invested.
I think you're 100% invested, but I think as you would say, your butt is a little tight.
No, but no, you're not.
I think it's that. I think it's the other side.
How can you go out there, right, and be.
This is my last game. I have no margin for error. I have to be perfect. And I think that screwed him.
No, Every year he sucks.
But how.
Was that Nick? But Nick and Todd on the other side of the glass.
But how can you be 100% invested when you know that you're going to retire after the season? It's just impossible. As humans, we can't do it. You can't come. If you're coming into work, Gary, and this is your last day, or you know that you're done after this, you're not going to give me your best day because you're not invested.
Well, I don't know. We agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. I can't believe. But the end result of our theories are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It resulted in poor performances, a poor performance by Breeze, where I'm thinking, if this is my last show, I'm retiring. I got to hit a home run. I have no margin for error. I'm not playing free and easy. I'm going to force some bad throws. I'm going to be, you know, I want to go out on top, so I have to be perfect. At the end of the day, the end result was the same. He sucked. 617-779-7937. Stephen Fall River, we're going to get to you. Dave in Connecticut as well. Taking your calls. It's all Brady all the time. How bad does Bill look? Sports Radio WEEI.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
And also, the offensive line play was outstanding. Only gave up one sack that was early. Can you just speak to the protection that Brady got in addition to Aaron Stinney's first career start?
Yeah, I mean, Tom was clean most of the day. And, did a really good job, I thought, protecting the football, not taking any chances. And got close a couple of times. But, yeah, Aaron Stinney played his tail off. Knew he would. He's been around now for a year and a half, 2 years. And he's a good little player.
The Greg Hill Show, Tanguay and Wiggy here, 617-779-7937. Bruce Arians. Look, you give Brady time, which the offensive line has done the last two games, and then you give him a short field, you're done. I mean, forget about it. He didn't turn over the football. The Saints did four times. There's no way Brady loses that game. It doesn't happen. And Bill Belichick is home watching, saying, should I have given him the $25 million? And Wiggs is in pain. Let's go to Charles in Amesbury. Charles, you're up here, buddy, on WEEI. Guys,
hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, Charlie?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up the comments. I'm not sure if you heard last night Troy Aikman talking about the receivers that he has now, and that's all they wanted. That's all he needed in New England. And I was picturing Belichick's and Kraft's face as he was saying that. Did you hear that last night?
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, I mean, it's stating it's the obvious.
Right.
It's the obvious. But here's another thing, no Wiggs.
And that's what hurts more than anything is that you see if the Patriots still had Tom Brady, if they paid him that money and they added a few pieces around them, you know. Look at their leading receiver was Cameron Brate. You could have easily traded for a guy like that. He was the third tight end going into the season on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers roster.
Antonio Brown, hurt, had one catch, I think, or targeted once. Gronk, they pretty much shut him down. I mean, he had a big catch later on. But, you know, look at how deep the receiving core is. I mean, forget about it. And I know we can do this all day long, but to the college point, Duke Dawson, second round, Tre'Quan Smith caught the touchdown. Patriots could have had him. Patriots could have had DJ Clark, Mark Andrews. I mean, the list goes on and on. So that's where Bill takes the heat. He did not get Brady the skill position players. Here's another thing, Wiggs. You talked about the Tampa defense, and I think yesterday on NFL Sunday, I thought you were kind of you were big on them, weren't you? Or you mentioned as being the key to the game.
Yeah, their ability to be able to get to Brady.
So, yeah, the Saints, and they weren't able to do it. So the Tampa defense did the job. The Patriots defense, they can't hold Tampa's. I mean, they're not even close. So it's on both sides of the ball. You know,
yeah, but when you look at
both sides of the ball, the Patriots are inept compared to Tampa Bay.
But when you look at it, it's just a few pieces here and there. And that's where, if you look, you know, if you really go and you look at it, you go, the Patriots have a better secondary than Tampa Bay secondary. The one thing I would give the edge to the Tampa Bay Bucs is the linebacking group and the front seven. And obviously, you know, losing Dante Hightower is a big deal of, you know, not only do you lose Hightower, you lose Van Noy and you lose Jamie Collins. So you don't replace those guys with, you know, some players that can get the job done. Your front seven, you got Jason Pierre-Paul, and you got Shaq Barrett, and Dominick Sue still playing well. And, you know, so if you're the Patriots, it would have just been a couple pieces to add to this team. And then, obviously, you know, with Brady, And now your team is right in the mix. And you're a team that you're probably playing this week against, you know, Kansas City for the AFC Championship game. And that's the thing that hurts more than anything is that you know that you still could have had this guy, and this guy could play at this level, and this guy is a guy that can lead your team to a championship. But yet we're sitting, we're sitting here watching this.
617-779-7937, The Greg Hill Show, Tango and Wiggy this morning. Brady wins, Bill loses. Paulie in the truck. Paulie, you're up on WEEI.
Good morning, boys. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
One of the greatest men to ever walk the planet.
No question.
Okay? Right.
Oh, my God. Man of God. Just perfecto mundo. I just learned a lot. I just love them. I still do to this day. Should be more people like them.
Agreed.
Anyway, couple of things. Brady always kept himself in great shape, and I knew when he was 40, about 40 years old, that he had easy five years left in him. I remember having a conversation with Zolak. I said, easy 5 years. I said, call me crazy if you want. And I said, you can play the 50 if he wants. And Zolak said, you're crazy. I said, well, we'll see. Because Brady's words were that I'm going to play till my mid-40s, and I'm going to take a step back, I'm going to reevaluate myself, and then see what's going on. And then we'll go from there. And I can tell by the way he took care of himself that this kid, he could play till he was 50. There's no doubt in my mind.
It's crazy, Paulie. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, you know what? Well, I can see it because the way he took care of himself. He just takes great care of himself. But this became a personal issue with Belichick. Right, it started about the Deflategate, and then when Giselle jumped in, you know, that was it. We started walking in the crappy's office and throwing furniture around the room. You know, calling, you know, Tommy Fox, Johnny Fox.
Yeah, wait. Okay, Paulie. Thanks, dude. I appreciate the phone call. We got a lot of things going on there.
It's really not that crazy. It really isn't like this whole
for a football player to be at the age of 43 right now,
mm-hmm.
showing no signs
right.
of slowing down.
No,
a chance to go to his 10th Super Bowl. We're thinking this guy's got 2 years left, right? Mm-hmm. That's it.
Right. It's not that crazy.
It's insane, Jermaine.
Well, here's why
it's insane. It's unprecedented.
Well, here's why
at this level, it's never happened.
Well, here's why it's not that crazy, right? Because Brady takes care of himself, right? He takes care of himself physically.
If you're a DH, okay, fine.
No.
This is a physical game where people beat the living crap out of you.
Right. But if you're fortunate, it's more about him being fortunate, and that's a gift from God.
Sure. I mean, he's been lucky with injuries.
Right.
He's had one major injury.
Right. So aside from that, his ability to take care of himself, working on his arm every single year, right. every single day, mentally staying engaged, you know, physically taking care of his body, physically doing all the things that he needs to do. What is he doing differently that Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, some of these other guys?
Everybody.
Right. What is he doing differently that they can't do? The only thing that he's doing differently is mentally he has that it factor that they're not willing to sacrifice everything that they have to do to be that guy.
There's more to it than that, dude. More to it than
that. So what is it? What is it? Explain to me what it is.
He is obsessive compulsive.
But that's the mental part of it.
I'm not done, dude. Slow your roll. Relax. Mm-hmm. He's obsessive compulsive.
Yep.
He's maniacal.
Okay.
He's a perfectionist.
Okay.
Okay. He doesn't put a French fry in his body.
Okay.
He was ahead of the game when it came to elasticity and stretching and not getting into the weights, and it was about longevity.
No, he wasn't hold on. Let me stop you there. Pliability is all that is flexibility. And that's been around the game for a long time. You followed basketball. There's been around.
I agree. Has it been around football?
Yeah, it's been around football. It's always been about flexibility.
Well, maybe because he's high profile. But when Garoppolo came in, that kicked him in the butt, and he really got into it. Point is, Tom Brady is smarter than everybody else. And I remember hearing about this. I was told by guys that he's a second smarter than everybody in the game. And that's why he's still here.
He's not. The difference between him and all those other guys is his mental discipline.
So he works harder. That's what you're saying. You're saying if you work as hard as Tom Brady, you can play till you're 43. It's not just that.
But if you're at that level, if you're at that skill set level, you got to have the skill. You got to have the mental discipline. You got to have the mental fortitude to put that work in every single day, to be in there. And like you said, going over the film, studying it every day.
His aptitude, no one is smart as him. I don't think it's just that. I think his aptitude is off the charts compared to others. I think he's smarter than everybody else. I think he can absorb what's on the other side of the ball faster than anybody in the history of the game.
But
And that's the final piece.
But that has nothing to do with you playing into your 40s.
Sure it does, because you don't turn over the football and you're more successful and you don't turn over the football three times and allow the team to get a short field.
But that's in one game, though. When you look at his turnovers this year, he had the most interceptions of his career. Right?
Oh, I agree. But throughout his career, he has not been a turnover machine.
Listen, the guy is unbelievably his football acumen is off the charts.
Right.
Right? And the reason why is because he puts the work in.
He puts the work. I mean, Wiggy.
That's
not the complete piece in my opinion. But he works harder than anybody else. Agreed.
Okay, so if you're willing to put the work in, so you don't think if Aaron Rodgers had that type of mentality, we know he has the physical skills, but he doesn't have the mental mentality. He doesn't have the mental fortitude.
If Aaron Rodgers worked as hard,
yes,
as Brady,
yes,
and wasn't such a whiny,
yes,
baby, I still don't think he would be as successful.
No, because I don't think he's as smart as Brady. But we're not talking about successful. We're talking about would he still be able to be...
Well, you have to be successful to stay in the game.
The argument was Brady playing into his mid-40s at this level is something that I can see being done because of the work that he puts in.
Wow, you're a better man than me because I didn't... I thought that Tampa... I didn't think it would go this well in Tampa. You're a better man than me. Let's grab Dave in Connecticut. I thought it was going to go well, but I didn't think it would go this well. Dave in Connecticut, you're up on WEEI. Hello, Dave.
Hey, morning. You guys are great together. Tell it like it is, Tangway and OG Patriot Wiggy. I love it.
OG Patriot
Wiggy. I like it.
Yo, babe, what do you got?
Well, number one, Tom Brady is God. And number two, I want to know what you guys think about, it just seemed like Tampa figured out that Drew Brees can't throw the long ball anymore, so they played everything in front of him. That made it easy. And the one thing I did want to know from Wiggy was how did Mahomes get that concussion? I never saw his head hit the turf. I don't know. I'll let you guys go.
All right, Dave, thanks for the phone call. Wiggs.
Well, I don't know.
He hit him with the shoulder, then the head.
Yeah, his face hit the ground like when he got, you know, driven into the ground. So that's clearly how it happened. And it doesn't take much for you to, you know, see some stars. But as far as the Drew Brees, you know, throwing the ball deep, you know, I don't know what that is. I don't know if there's some, you know, if it's still some type of lingering effect from those rib injuries that he had. I bet that's probably part of it. But to me, I told you with Drew Brees, I just felt like he was just checked out of the game. And that's why, you know, that's the difference between the ones that want to be at Brady's level and everybody else. Drew Brees checks out. Brady's like, I still can play and I still want to do this at a high level. So I got the mental toughness to get through those dog days when I feel like, oh, my body's beat up and it's this and it's that. My mental toughness allows me to say, you know what? This is what I want to do. And that's why I could see Brady playing till he's 45 and then making
and
this.
More.
Yeah.
More,
and then more. It's all about as long as you protect him. Right. You know,
as it is with any quarterback.
And any quarterback.
My God.
And you stay healthy. That's why I said, like, the way Aaron Rodgers is playing, you don't think Aaron Rodgers could play another 6 or 7 years? He's 30, what is he, 37?
He's 37, but you know something I will say? And there's no reason why he couldn't, Wiggs.
Right.
I agree, but I will say this. Aaron Rodgers looks like hell, and I think he needs to get plastic surgery like Brady. I mean, you take a look at the face. Aaron needs a little work. He needs some work done. So, that's all I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers needs some work done. He needs a little nip and tuck like Tom. That's what I'm saying.
Little Botox
But to your point, I don't know if he has the work ethic like Tom.
Right.
I agree. I don't know. Because to play at that level, you have to be out of your mind insane.
And that's the difference of Brady.
I want to get Maria on. Maria, you're up.
Hello, guys.
What's up?
You know what I learned this weekend after watching Zdeno Chara in a Caps uniform and Tom Brady in a Bucks uniform? That the owners and general managers in this town are a bunch of buffoons to let guys like that go, okay? And I know I've said this before, Wiggy, on your show, but I don't understand. why the Kraft family isn't taking more heat in this town, around the country, for allowing this to happen with Tom Brady. Last I knew, you're the owner of a team. You sign all the darn checks, okay? I don't care what your coach wants.
Yeah,
Jonathan Kraft said, I can't remember how many years ago, when they were going to yet another Super Bowl, where he said basically, Tom Brady has earned the right to go out on his own terms. And they reneged on that. So shame on you. But they deserve some heat for this as well.
All right, thank you, Maria.
Bill Belichick's ego to go crazy.
Appreciate it, Maria. Thank you. It's a great question.
And I agree with it. And I've always said that this doesn't fall at the lap of the owners as much as it should, because at the end of the day, you got to be the guy, Kraft, who steps in and goes, all right, listen, sitting you two kids down in a room, Bill and Tom, we got too much going on here and too much success. Tom, we know you want to continue playing. Bill, we know you want him to play for you, but at a specific price. Tom, we know the price that you want to be at. We're getting something done. We're not leaving this room until we get something done. If that means we got to throw furniture and scream at each other and all this other nonsense, we will do that. But I am going to make sure that you do not leave this room and you do not put another uniform on and potentially do what's happening right now, is seeing Tom Brady being successful and taking another team to a championship game, and your team is sitting here, or our team, the Patriots, is sitting here playing golf, chilling in the Bahamas, doing whatever they're doing, watching Tom Brady do this when he could still be playing for this organization.
I disagree with Wiggy. I think the Kraft family's off the hook. I'll tell you why coming up. 617-779-7937. This is the Greg Hill Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.